This April the 26th, Picks Edition of the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com. Use our promo code MLBSGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, we're brought to you by our NFL Draft Bingo. Play NFL Draft Bingo for a free chance to score the $100 SGPN gift card exclusively on the SGPN app. Welcome, everybody, to the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford, coming to you from Newcastle upon Tyne in the northeast of England. Today is Thursday, April the 25th, and we are here to have a look around 14-game card for Friday afternoon and evening, the 26th of April. Joining me from somewhere in the state of New York is Mr. Dylan Rockford. D. Rock, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm always doing well when, you know, we got day baseball, and I'm off to a really good start. Milwaukee came back and won, so, you know, I know Trevor's happy in the chat already. He's first in line, but yeah, Milwaukee, the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, there was some really early day baseball today, so I tell you where I went. I went in the betting shop today. I haven't been in the betting shop for ages and ages and ages because everyone just does everything online. I know I'm a bit of a dinosaur, but I can get a little bit online. But because there was early games and I had a £20 note in my back pocket, and I stopped to get my hair cut, which is why I'm looking particularly fresh tonight. And right next door to the barbers was the betting shop. So I went in the betting shop and I put a £20 parlay on the over in the first two games, just for the hell of it, just because I could, in the Brewers and the Pirates, in the White Sox and the Twins. So I'll get to go and collect something like £73 in actual real money tomorrow. So that was fun. I haven't done that for ages. That was a good start, but I enjoyed the day sport. You're right. It was quite a short card today. There's a few games ongoing as we speak, but yeah, the Brewers won, so Trev's happy. The Guardians won. The Guardians are still hot.
Yeah, I know.
Phillies got a nice win. Great start from Wheeler tonight. Reds only had three hits in that game, and then the Twins. I'm going to get the Twins in a minute because they're absolutely shit. They beat the White Sox 6-3. I'll tell you why that's so bad when it's time. So yeah, games ongoing. Mets have been
cooled down a little bit.
Yeah, but what did this split? Did they lose the series against the Giants 2-1?
They have a game today, right? Do they have a game today?
I don't think.
No, they lost 2-3, but at least they were able to get one. Sherman Iyer looks good, man. He got out of a couple tough situations yesterday, but bullpen's still good. And I think we're about 2-3 weeks. Everything that I've been reading, we're about 2-3 weeks away from getting JD to, up here in the majors. He's looked good. He's hitting the ball well in AAA so far. So once he gets in, think about another 3-4 weeks, we'll get Alvarez back. You know, we're still dealing with injuries, but it was good to get the win coming back home now.
Yeah, JD should be back pretty quick, I think. He's had a couple of – he started in AAA the other night, so it might even be – you said 2 or 3 weeks, might be sooner than that. I don't really know. I mean, how much time do you need to ramp up?
I know.
The DH, do you know what I mean? I would just let him go, but there you go. So as we said, Trev was first in. How you doing? Steve's joined us. Randy's Randy again. Randy was Natasha for a few nights, but he has returned. Randy, Thursday must be Randy, like, rather than Natasha. Hello, boys. How you doing? If anyone is in the chat and you want to say hello or give us some picks or anything like that, by all means, do that. Just a quick reminder, this is mainly for our live viewers / listeners, that with the NFL draft being tonight. Is it tonight, I think, Dylan?
Yes, sir. 4 hours, less than 4 hours.
4 hours? Oh, I'm not going to see that. That's 2 a.m. That's a little bit late for me. But the NFL draft props, mock drafts, and the watch parties tonight. So if you get a chance, go and tune in with the boys on the Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube page. You will get the best NFL draft watch party. And you can still win the $100 in the NFL draft bingo. The $100 SGP and gift card over on the ops. That'll be fun. I mean, that's one of those things. It is one of those American things that are still, because we don't have it. And it's just, it still baffles me a little bit. I mean, what's the Jets' plans tonight? What are they up to?
I mean, it all depends. I've heard rumors they can move up to 7, stay at 10, maybe move back to 12. I think if they stay at 10, if one of the top receivers fall to us, maybe they go that way. I think we need depth at offensive line, especially with an aging Aaron Rodgers. But from everything that I've been reading, I feel like the Jets are going to go offensive weapon, either tight end Brock Bowers or if one of the wide receivers falls to us. So we'll see. I mean, as a Jet fan, where we don't really have anything to look forward to, this is our kind of like Christmas. This is what we look forward to, the draft.
Steve in the chat is shouting out Moonaf for a few of his players. He said he parlayed 3 of his picks yesterday. And he's also mentioned they've been on a bit of a historic run, I think, in the NBA. 20 out of 22 player props. I saw some tweets going out as well. That's good. Callum, our Liverpool supporting Premier League fan, is in. Carl, how you doing? Premier League show will be at 11 p.m. tonight. Might be fun, but Callum, because Barry's been at a retirement party, so he could very well be 7 pints deep by the time he records that show.
Oh, he's retiring.
Barry's not retiring, no. But it's someone from his work is retiring. So Barry will be full of beer when we record the show at 11 o'clock. That's why we're going a little bit earlier tonight to allow Barry an extra couple of beers, basically. we've changed our schedule so Barry can get drunk. So there you go. Right, we'll start with... we got one day game tomorrow, I think. There's a 1:10 Eastern first pitch between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Seth Lugo for Kansas City. And Rhys Olsen is going for the Tigers. The lines are, it's close on the books, -105 for KCR, and Detroit are -115. Total is at 8.5. This was quite easy for me. I didn't really have to look very far. I think everyone knows that I've been in on the Royals. Everyone knows I've been in on Lugo. I prefer Lugo to Olsen. I prefer KC to Detroit. KC have played well against the Blue Jays. I think they're 3 innings away from sweeping. They won the first 2 games, low-scoring games, actually, against Toronto. They lead 2-1 tonight, but that's gone into a rain delay. It's been in a rain delay for about an hour. So if the Royals can hang on, a good start from Cole Reagans again tonight, which I'm pleased about because he needed a bounce back. Belugo's been rock solid. Olsen just gives up too much of everything, hits and walks. So Lugo last time did have his first bad start against Baltimore. He gave up 2 homers, but they were the first 2 homers of the season that he's given up. So a little bit of an outlier. I just prefer Kansas City all round in this situation, Dylan. So I'll take Kansas City at -105.
Yeah, I did make the Tigers a small -115 favorite at home. I mean, outside of that one start on the road against the Pirates, I do feel like Rhys Olsen has looked solid. The Tigers just can't get him any run support. I feel like that's my hesitation backing the Tigers in this game and just in general moving forward. It's the offense that's cooled down. I think Rhys Olsen is solid. They have the best bullpen in the AL. Should be a low-scoring game. I feel like if the Tigers can get 4 runs, I think that should be enough to win the game. I just don't know if they can manage that against Lugo, who has only given up 4 runs one time in his 5 starts. I think it all depends, you know, getting an 8.5 here. I made my total 7.7, so I like the under. I think it's a low-scoring game. Maybe first 5 under with the way these two pitchers have been pitching. But I'm going to go under 8.5 here. I made my total 7.7.
Okay, so it's an under for Dylan. Next game we have will be the Oakland Athletics at the Baltimore Royals, 7:05 Eastern first pitch. Ross Stripling goes for the A's and Corbin Burnes for Baltimore. The odds are very prohibitive, as you would imagine. -270 for Baltimore, +240 for Oakland. total is set at 8. Not an awful lot I could do with this. Dylan, how did you feel about it?
Yeah, tough game to handicap, even if you were looking to back the dog. I made the Orioles a minus 250 favorite, so we're still a ways from taking the A's here based on my numbers. But, you know, as for the show, I see 7.5s out there, a little chalky, minus 120. My total came out to a 7.8, so I think we can see some runs here. Both teams have been playing towards the over, especially the Orioles, who I was just looking at the lineup the other day. They have one of the most deepest lineups in baseball, I think. Outside of the Braves and Dodgers, I think they might have one of the best lineups in baseball. 8-3-1 towards the over at home in Camden Yards. And for how good Corbin Burns has been, the Orioles have been involved in a lot of high-scoring games for him when he's on the mound. 4 of his 5 starts have gone over this number. So as long as the A's can give us 2-3 runs, I do think we'll get over this total. So for the show, small lean towards the over.
Yeah, it's just trying to manufacture a bet. Trev's giving us Burns to record the win. Yeah. And always on the alternative run line, the Orioles, which is what I like. Oakland, I've been a little bit funky in places, but I've just dropped off and they've stopped winning. They've lost 7 of 9 again. You're right about that Baltimore lineup. There's just the fact that they've been able to carry Jackson Holliday and allow him to hit .45, because it hasn't made any difference. You can effectively play with 8 and let him feel his way in. They called up Heston Kjerstad. They've got prospects for days. Nothing big or clever about my pick at all. But you've got to try and find something like an alt run line on Baltimore. Pete Nova's joined us. Pete, how you doing? Thanks for getting involved. Next game, 7:07 Eastern first pitch, the LA Dodgers. At the Toronto Blue Jays, we have Gavin Stone going for the Dodgers, and it's Chris Bassett going for the Blue Jays. Dylan, I haven't seen any lines on this game, but the pitch has been up for ages. So, do you have much on this?
Yeah, I do. They actually just posted lines. Dodgers minus 122 favorite, plus 118 for the Blue Jays at home. Over under is at 9, minus 1.5 for the Dodgers, plus 130, plus 1.5 for the Blue Jays, minus 137.
So, the last line on my notes here says, I hope the Dodgers are a workable price.
Yeah,
And I think minus 122 for the Dodgers is a workable price here. Gavin Stone, for a start, the Dodgers are red hot. They scored before tonight's game. They've a three-game winning streak. They scored 25 runs. What's going on tonight with the Dodgers? They've scored 1 run so far through 3 innings, so you can add that on. The Dodgers are hot. Stone's lines and all of the games he's been involved in are just all bang averages. Nothing stands out. It's really hard to get a bead on. He's won 2 and lost 2. The totals in his games have been 9, 9, 7, and 8. So what do you do with that? And they're all 2 or 3 earned runs, few hits, the odd walk. It's just all dead down the middle. Chris Bassett's had 3 excellent starts in a row. But it's 3 road starts. Are they at home here? It's 3 road starts haven't been the best. But maybe back at home, he could settle down a little bit. I just preferred the Blue Jays have been poor again this week. Mm-hmm. Really poor. And I get bored of seeing it. I find it difficult to trust them. I find it difficult to trust the fundamentals. Vladdy's just scuffling along. Much prefer the Dodgers. They're a decent price. Minus 122. I'll take LA Dodgers, please, Dylan.
Yeah, I did make the Dodgers a minus 110 favorite on the road with Gavin Stone. Both teams, they are playing well coming into this series. But I like the over a little more. I think some runs could be scored in this game. I made my total 9.3. I'm glad we got a 9. I was hoping for an 8.5 with, you know, how good both of these pitchers have been going. Bassett and Stone, I feel like they're both bound to give up some at least 2 to 3 runs each. And with how bad each of these bullpens have been and how good the bats have been for both clubs, I think we could see some runs here. At nine is a little low. Like I said, I made my line 9.3. I do think the Dodgers are the right side. It is a workable price. The only poor start from Stone has been on the road. His hard hit rate is around 31%. So I do think the Dodgers will get the win here, but I do think they'll be able to get to Chris Bassett. So maybe look towards a Dodger team total, maybe over a 4, 4.5. But I do like the full game over nine.
Okay, we will move along. Once I've told you first about Underdog Fantasy, the NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, want to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Play the pick'em game. It's as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and plenty more. You can make all your entries basketball, or you can mix and match across your other favorite sports and win up to 100 times your money. Underdog is available in over 30 states, including California, Texas, and Canada. The thing to do is, in Florida as well. Underdog have just launched Champions, which is a player versus player format. So if you're in Florida or anywhere else, sign up with our code MLBSGPN. Underdog, double your first deposit up to $100. Underdog Fantasy, promo code MLBSGPN. 7:10 Eastern, first pitch is the St. Louis Cardinals at your New York Mets. It is Miles Mikolas for St. Louis. And it is Jose Buto will go for the Mets. Plus 116 for the Cards, minus 126 for the Mets, with a total of 8, Dylan.
Yeah, Mal, I don't really say this often, but I actually really like the Mets here tomorrow at home. I made him a minus 165 favorite with Jose Buto on the mound. There's no way I could back Miles Mikolas here. He's been getting rocked this season, especially on the road. While Jose Buto has looked great in all three of his starts with the Mets. They've won every game he started. And I would say two of the three lineups are better than the Cardinals against the Dodgers, Royals, and he beat the Tigers as well. Only three runs given up in just 16 and one-third innings. Six-plus strikeouts in every start as well. Maybe look towards a strikeout prop. His hard hit rate is under 30%, around 28%. So he does need to keep the walks down. Walks have been the issue for him. Cardinals are 12th in the league in drawing walks. But you know, I think the way the Mets have been swinging the bat, they got off that three-game losing skid. They won yesterday in San Francisco, coming back home where they're a much better team. I think the Mets are the right side here. I got a minus 118, like I said. I like them up to a minus 165.
Yeah, this will surprise absolutely nobody to know that I've got the Mets as well. I really like Buto. I don't want anything to do with Mikolas. I'm fading the Cards. And the form as well. I mean, they're all things I was predisposed to, but the actual form of the two teams is really incomparable at the minute. I'd much prefer what the Mets are doing. So, I'll take the Mets as well.
You're fading the Cardinals all season, right? I remember from the NLC. Yeah,
there will be the odd spot. Like I said, I'm not just going to blindly fade them every game. I'm not that naive. I will. There's the odd spot I'll take him behind Sonny Gray. But I've watched them in places, and honestly, they're doing it wrong. They are absolutely doing it wrong.
Yeah, Sonny Gray has looked really good since coming back. That's my worry, especially for my strikeout prop for the futures.
But he played that game last week, struck out 12, and he got beat 2-0. That's exactly what you're going to get out of them. 7:10 Eastern first pitch, the Chicago Cubs at the Boston Red Sox, where we have Shota Imanaga, left-handed pitcher for the Cubbies, and Cutter Crawford will go for Boston. Plus 102 for the Cubs, minus 110 for Boston, with a total of 8. Good-looking pitching matchup, this really good looking pitching matchup. Imanaga was interesting coming into the season. Everyone wanted to see how he would go. What we've got here is two starting pitchers with an ERA below one, starts with a 0. 3-0 with a 0.84 for Imanaga. But nothing fluky about it, nothing fluky about what he's done. 1-0 with a 0.66 for Crawford. Nothing fluky about what he's done either. Both of these offenses are slightly banged up a little bit. I think the Red Sox got Devers back into the lineup yesterday. The Cubs, Bellinger went to the IL with a cracked rib. It looked really innocuous. He banged it off the ivy out there in left center field. And it didn't look too bad. But he's had to go to the IL. And they've called up former Met, actually, Dylan. Pete Crow Armstrong is up, who will not have the power and be able to contribute as much offensively. But he's good on the base paths and he can field well. So he'll slot in. I just thought, I didn't want to get too cute here. It's a big enough number to take the under. I like both pitchers. And like I say, both offenses are just a little bit undercooked at the moment. The first five under would be an option. But I'm happy with a full game under at 8, Dylan.
Yeah, you know what they say, Mal. Great minds think alike. Mm. But, you know, I did make the Red Sox a minus 110 favorite here at home. But I got to go with the total here. First five under maybe or full game under with these two going. Like you said, Cutter Crawford and Imaga have both been lights out this season. Honestly, I wish, you know, the total opened up around an 8.5 because I would hammer the under. Maybe first five under 4.5. Like you said, Imaga has only given up 2 runs and 4 starts, 0 on the road. Cutter Crawford has yet to give up a run at home. Both of their hard hit rates, Crawford's hard hit rate is 20%, while Imamanga's hard hit rate is 22. 2 good bullpens, wind blowing in at Fenway tomorrow as well. So I'll take a chance when the lines do come out for first five under, but I like the full game under. I made my total an 8.2, so I love the under.
Next up, 7:10 Eastern first pitch, the Washington Nationals and the Miami Marlins. Trevor Williams for the Nationals and left-handed pitcher Jesus Luzardo will go for Miami. No lines on this, Dylan. You seen anything on this?
In the Washington game. Nope, no lines up yet.
Right then.
You want me to go?
Yeah, go on.
All right, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I probably won't bet this game, but for the show, I would lean Nationals here if we could get a plus 135 or better. I made the fish a minus 135 favorite at home, but I honestly don't really even feel comfortable enough backing them at that price. The Nationals are the better team. They have the better pitcher in Trevor Williams. They have the better lineup. They should win this game. The Marlins are just 2-11 straight up at home this season. You know, last year they won the most games by 1 runs. I think that's coming back to bite them now this season. They're just the team I want to fade. You know, we talk about the Cardinals fading them. I feel like the Marlins are another team I kind of want to fade, you know, until they show me that they're at least playing competitive baseball. So as for the total, I made mine a 7.6. Maybe look towards a team total under for the fish, depending on what number it opens up at. But yeah, no real feel for the game. I kind of want to fade the fish here.
I'm exactly the same, Dylan. Yeah. I mean, Williams 2-0 with a 2.91 ERA, and he's been absolutely fine. Washington have won 3 of his 4 starts. They're 6-6 on the road, so they're competitive. When most days you get a plus money price, if they can go along at 500, that's absolutely fine. Luzardo pitched better last time against the Cubs, and Miami eventually won a game. But, I mean, he's still sitting on a 6.58 ERA. He walked 3 batters again in that start. His home starts haven't been good, and he can't bank on any run support. So Washington will be a half-decent price here. I enjoyed Miami throwing Sixto Sanchez last night. Was back. It was nice to see Sixto back. He looks like he's uses the same gym as Munaf. He's an odd shape, but yeah, it was nice to see Sixto back on the mound. But this one tomorrow, I don't mind Washington here. I think there'll be a decent price. I'll take Washington to get a win at Miami. 7:20 Eastern first pitch is the Cleveland Guardians at the Atlanta Braves. Logan Allen, left-handed pitcher for Cleveland. Chris Sale, left-handed pitcher for Atlanta. Plus 173 for the Guardians. Minus 190 for the Braves. Total is set at 9, Dylan.
Yeah, I think we're getting great value here with the Guardians, Mal. I only made the Braves a minus 165 favorite at home with Sale on the mound. The Guardians are continuing to show that they belong and that they're legit this season, playing really good baseball. 8-2 in their last 10 games. I think they won again today. They're 10-3 on the road. Top 10 offensively in every category besides walks. And, you know, the way the Guardians hit lefties on the road, there's just no reason the Braves should be this big of a favorite. The Guardians have won 4 of his 5 starts. Logan Allen, that is. And the lone loss was, believe it or not, to the White Sox. So I think based on the value that we're getting, I got a plus 176. Like I said, I only made the Braves a minus 165 favorite. I think based on the value, it's either dog or pass for me.
I love the over. I just think the over gives us loads of options. Because obviously, that Braves lineup on your side is always a good thing. But you just made all the salient points about Cleveland. It's hard to take on Atlanta. I say Cleveland alive in any spot, but they're 9-1 in the last 10. They're 9-3 at home. So I did find it difficult to pull the trigger on Cleveland, Dylan. But I mean, they're 10-3 on the road as well, in 8-2 in the last 10. So yeah, comparable records, like. But Allen's given up a few, and so is Sale. So with these two offenses, I thought the safer option for me was the over, but I got no problem with the Cleveland play. I think the prices should be much closer together. Dylan, you are spot on.
Yeah, I like the over. I made my total 9.4.
Okay, so we'll take the half run win. 7:40 Eastern, first pitch, Tampa Bay Rays at the Chicago White Sox. It is Zach Eflin for the Rays with Chris Flexen going for the White Sox. Minus 213 Tampa Bay, plus 193 for the White Sox. Total is 8.5 to them.
Yeah, ugly game here to have any action on with, you know, with just how bad the White Sox are. I can't believe they just still have 3 wins. This is how you tank properly in the MLB. But I did make the Rays a minus 220 favorite. I would only take the run line, you know, if we could get a minus 115 or better. As for the total, I made my line 7.4. So maybe lean towards the under here. There's going to be a lot of wind. 15-mile-an-hour winds blowing in tomorrow night. Should be a cold, windy night in Chicago. You can't expect Chris Flexen to go any longer than he usually does. 2-3 innings, especially the way he's been pitching, the way they've been using him as well. He's only gone past the 4th inning 1 time, and it was against the Royals. White Sox, they don't have a terrible bullpen, kind of middle of the pack among the AL, while surprisingly, the Rays actually have the worst bullpen in the American League so far this season. So hopefully Zach Eflin can give the Rays some good enough length where they don't need to use their bullpen. I do think the Rays should win this game. But yeah, at an 8, I would take the under here. The wind is blowing in.
I watched a little bit of the White Sox tonight, obviously, because I had my little bet on. And it's really hard to watch. And then they put some of the stats up, and they're not even putting the stats up to highlight how bad they are. They're putting this just like the batting lineup and the bottom half. And they're all averaging 179, 185, 182. It's absolutely horrendous. So this was an unappealing betting proposition, like the Corbin Burns against Oakland game. So you can't take the White Sox seriously at all. So the question I ask myself here as a better is, if the two options, Tampa Bay run line or a Tampa Bay team total, which one do you feel more comfortable about? And I think this game's more likely to finish 4-1 than it is to finish 7-3. So I'd much prefer Tampa Bay on the run line than a Tampa Bay team total. You just mentioned the weather. We're going to get on to Minnesota. But we've just kind of seen that game tonight. Pretty ugly. And the better team will hold Chicago at arm's length without having too much to do to beat them. So, Tampa Bay on the run line. Again, not going to win any prizes for originality, but that's going to be my play. 8:05 Eastern, first pitch. Cincinnati Reds at the Texas Rangers. Graham Ashcraft for Cincinnati. And we have Nathan Eovaldi on the mound for Texas. Lines are, I can't find this on my list. Oh, there it is. Plus 150 for the Reds, minus 163 for the Rangers. Total here is set at 9, Dylan.
Yeah, I did make the Rangers a -145 favorite with Eovaldi on the mound. I did make my total a 9.3. So I guess I would lean over. I mean, unless we get a few more cents here with Cincinnati. You said +150. I'm seeing +142, +140 out there. So I guess money is coming in on Seattle. I feel like a lot of people, or not a lot, but I just feel like some people have written off Eovaldi. But I feel like this could be a good spot for him and the Rangers. Rangers have lost his last three starts, but he hasn't pitched all that bad, in my opinion. The lineup, for as good as it is, they just haven't been giving him run support that he's needed. He gives you good innings. His hard hit rate is around 30%, and most of the damage he's faced this season has come on the road. At home, he's been solid. I mean, I trust the offense of the Rangers much more than I do the Reds, who struggle to hit on the road. Hopefully more money does come in on the Cincinnati Reds, because if money continues to come in, maybe we'll get a better place with the Rangers. I do think they're the right side. I am seeing 8.5s out there as well. A little chalky, -115 to -120. I do think there'll be runs here. Like I said, I set my total at 9.3. Even if it's a 9, I still like the over. So if you're not confident in a side, I do like the over better.
Yeah, well, that's interesting to me, Dana. I wasn't confident in a side. Took Cincinnati, but It's hard with it, like you say, they're just not scoring enough runs. They've had another. They're hard to rely on Cincinnati. They've got some good players that we know they can break out, but they've got three hits again tonight. But Texas aren't doing an awful lot for me. They're only, well, they were 6-6 at home, but they've lost again at home this evening to Seattle. So they're now under 500 at home. And I like Ashcraft. He's had his two best starts by far this season have been his two road starts. So I think Eovaldi can hold this since the offense, little travel spot for them as well. I'll take a first 5 under. I know you said you prefer the over, but maybe the runs should come later on, because I think Ashcraft can go okay. And it's hard really to trust either offense at the moment. So yeah, a first 5 under for me. But yeah, not a strong player to, it's an ugly looking game, that one, as a gambler. 8:10 Eastern first pitch. The New York Yankees at the Milwaukee Brewers. New York officially TBD, but I think it's going to be Lewis Hill going for the Yankees, and it will be Colin Rea on the hill for the Brewers. -112, the Yankees, +104, the Brewers. Total is 8.5. Lewis Hill, he's been interesting. His line's okay, 1-1, with a 2.75 ERA. Really short starts, but good. And the Yankees have won 3 of his 4 starts. He walks far too many batters. He's walked 17 in those 4 starts, including a quite remarkable 7 last time at Toronto. Rea's been decent. He's got a really good whip, actually, not been allowing too many base runners. And the Brewers have won 3 of his 4 starts. So I couldn't really split the pitching much. But I think I prefer this Brewers lineup over the Yankees at the moment. And again, the last line of my note says, I'll take the Brewers, and I think they may be a small dog, because I hadn't seen any lines. And there they are, sitting at +104. So of the two lineups, I'm happier with the Brewers between two fairly similar pitchers. So yeah, give me Milwaukee at +104, Dylan.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I actually see a +110 over at FanDuel, and that's exactly what I'm going to take. I made the Yankees a short -110 favorite. So getting +110 is exactly what I needed. I like Colin Rea. I think he's been solid for them this season. He's only given up more than 1 run 1 time, and that was against an Oriole team, and we just discussed how good and deep that Oriole lineup is. So at home in 1 start, granted small sample size, he was dominant against the Mariners. And on the other side, Lewis Gill, he's been good as well, but I do think this is going to be his toughest task. Definitely the best lineup he's seen so far. Also, walks have been an issue for him. He's walked 3+ batters in every start. Maybe look towards a walk prop for him. But coming back home, getting a big win today, the Milwaukee Brewers, as long as we're getting a +110, which we are so far right now, I like the Brewers here, and I do think money will come in as short as price they are. The Yankees, the Yankees have a big fan base. I think money will come in on them. So maybe it's a wait-and-see process. Maybe we could even get a better number for the Brewers, but I do think there's value there with them.
Might be the place where I take my pound notes that I'm going to collect from the betting shop tomorrow. I might stick them on the Brewers to get that win. 9:38 Eastern first pitch is the Minnesota Twins at the LA Angels. Bailey Ober will go for the Twins and left-handed pitcher Patrick Sandoval for the Angels, who are another small home puppy here, +103 for the Angels. -112 for the Twins, with a total of 8.5 to them.
Yeah, you know, the way my numbers came out for this game, I really don't have a good feel. I feel I made the Angels a -135 favorite. So,
You have a good feel, Dylan, because that's the right side.
Okay. So you like them.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I don't feel great backing either club right now, to be honest. Both teams struggling. Angels 3-7, their last 10 games. They're not good at home. I feel like Mike Trout is the only bright side to this team offensively. Twins have won 4 of their last 5 games, but to be fair, it was against the White Sox. So maybe that's what they needed to pick up some steam going into this series. I also haven't liked what I've seen out of Patrick Sandoval either. Outside of that one game against the Marlins, he has yet to pass the fifth inning. 4+ hits given up in every start. 2+ walks given up in every start. So maybe look towards a walk prop for Sandoval as well if you're able to get a 1.5. But I don't know. My numbers are telling me to take the Angels, but Twins against the lefty are much better than they hit 206 against righties, 234 against lefties. I wish we were getting a much better price. I think the Twins may be live, but probably not a game I'm going to touch. So it's a stay away game.
I don't want anything to do with the Twins. They've got the record. They're back to 11-13 now, like you say. But that is behind the series win over the White Sox, which is just a gift. They were sitting on 7 wins on Tuesday night or Monday night. Sorry, when myself and Moonaf did the show. And again, I just watch them like they cannot create any runs. They score their runs tonight, and this is pretty much all they ever do on solo homers, one-run shots. I think they have 5 tonight. Edouard Julien. Did you notice Edouard Julien is now called Eddie, by the way? I don't know when that changed. He's now called Eddie Julien, apparently, if you're in the know. So Eddie Julien hit 2. Kirilov hit 1. I think Santana hit his first of the season. I think they've had 6 stolen base attempts all year. I mean, it's such a big part of the game now. For various reasons, A, it contributes to your actual run total, but also it gives the pitcher something to think about, something to deal with, gives the other team's fielders and the manager and the whole plan. But when do you know they're not going to go? It's just so passive. It's absolutely dog shit. I'm not buying it. Sandoval is starting to wobble a little bit. I first thought here was the under 8.5 just because Minnesota don't score any runs. But I take the Angels just because I think the Twins are poor. I think they're really poor. Mike Trout was the first to 10 home runs last night. The Twins just don't provide any threat. I think the Angels can outscore them. Give me the Angels at +103. Maybe a little bit bigger, but like you say, if you're making the -130, Dylan, that might be a nice price. 9:40 Eastern first pitch, the Arizona Diamondbacks at the Seattle Mariners. Zach Gallen is going for Arizona, and for Seattle, it was George Kirby slated, but they changed that to Emerson Hancock a couple of hours ago, which kind of threw my handicap in the air. So I haven't seen any lines with that pitching change. Dylan, have you seen anything?
No lines are up. I had George Kirby for my numbers as well. So kind of throwing a curveball.
Just on the face of it, the change doesn't actually alter my pick. I think it'll just be a slightly bigger price behind Hancock than Kirby because I do like Seattle here. Gallen is 3-1. With a ERA of an even three. He got caught last time by two home runs against the Giants, but apart from that, he's been his usual self. Arizona have been quite unlucky as well, probably the most unlucky team in baseball. They've got a win-loss record of 12-14. And the expected win-loss is 16-10. And you never really see that. You see teams will stray one or two away from the mean, but not four, not in such a short space of time. Hancock had one 8-run start at the Brewers, and that completely mangled his numbers, completely skews his lines. So he's 2-2. But as it's that 6-10 ERA, I think it's a little bit misleading. Seattle playing better. Another good win tonight. So I'm just going to take them to edge it. Arizona's road form hasn't been great. 5-8 on the road, Arizona. So I would take Seattle to edge it. And like I said, I think we'll get a slightly bigger price behind Hancock than we would Zach Gallen.
Yeah, I agree. I do think the Mariners. I took the Mariners if it was George Kirby. I made them a -115 with Kirby on the mound. But like you said, D-backs, they haven't looked good this past week. 4-6 their last 10 games. They have been unlucky in some of the games. But Mariners, they've been playing a little better. Like you said, they won again today. They're scoring runs now. And, you know, I think outside of that one game from the Brewers, who we just talked about having a really good lineup, I think Emerson Hancock has been really good. Last start, he was good at home. He's been good against the Guardians, who have a good lineup, the Cubs, who have a good lineup as well. I feel like he's been pretty solid at home, and we just saw Zach Gallen get roughed up on the road against the Giants. In fact, the D-backs have lost both of his starts on the road. In general, like you said, they don't play well away from the desert, 5-8 straight up away from home. They have a bottom five bullpen as well. I probably, regardless of who pitches, I probably still like Seattle. So, yeah, I'm on the same side as you.
Nice, Dylan. We move on to the penultimate game on the show, which is a 9:40 Eastern first pitch between the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Diego Padres. It will be Aaron Nola for the Phillies and Joe Musgrove for San Diego. +128 on the Phillies. Minus, that can't be right.
Yeah, Phillies -115, +102 for the Padres. Over-unders at 7.5.
Yeah, somehow I've written another another game's lines down next to that. There's no way the Phillies are +130 behind Noah.
I think that's the money you should take for the parlay then, if you're getting +130.
Yeah, absolutely. My pick involves the total, though, which I did have correct at 7.5. Nola's been great. 3-1, 3.16 ERA. His last two starts have been excellent. 15 1/3 he's gone over those two starts. Struck out 16 batters. He still gives up some homers. You might be able to find a Padres home run prop in there. And he's faced some easier opposition as well. He's had the White Sox and the Rockies the last twice. So this is going to be tricky here against this Padres lineup. Musgrove's become fairly predictable. We weren't keen on him out of spring training. We weren't keen on him in Korea. We weren't keen on him when the bread and butter stuff started. And he gives up three or four earned runs every time.
Yeah.
With that, plus the fact that I think Nola will find this a little bit trickier and he gives up those homers, I think the total's too low. I'm delighted with that total at 7.5. I will happily take the over for that.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. 7.5 at -115 is the play. Both starters, they've been okay. I would say Zach Wheeler's actually been throwing Cy Young stuff. You think he's been a little better than Aaron Nola. But you, like you mentioned, that was my handicap. Both pitchers have given up the home run ball. Both pitchers, outside of one game, one for Aaron Nola against Washington, he didn't give a home run up. But and the one game against St. Louis for Joe Musgrove. But every other game, they give up at least one or two home runs. I think bullpen Philly, bad bullpen. San Diego, middle of the pack in the NL. But yeah, I think we see runs here tomorrow as well. So couldn't agree more. I think 7.5 is too low. I set my total at 8.3. So yeah, give me the over.
Okay, we've got one more game to get to here, which is a 10:15 Eastern first pitch between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Francisco Giants. Quinn Priester draws the start for Pittsburgh, and going to the hill for San Francisco will be left-handed pitcher Kyle Harrison. Lines are, let me find them, +128 for Pittsburgh, -139 for the Giants. Total of 8.5. Dylan, finish us off with a winner.
Yeah, I mean, I need to know where you found the 139. I see -145. If it's -139, I'm going to be all over the Giants here. I made them a -155 favorite with Harrison on the mound. Pirates have kind of regressed here recently. 2-8 last 10 games. They lost again today. Martin Perez and the Buccos, they've lost three straight starts that he's gone. He's allowed 6 hits in all of his starts, particularly his last 2 starts against the Mets and the Red Sox. Hasn't looked good at all. Only win was against a bad Marlins team. This Giants lineup is good. 10th in batting average, 8th in hits, 8th in doubles. They're an aggressive lineup. They hit lefties really well. It's going to be a windy night in San Francisco with 17-mile-an-hour winds blowing out. I think we could also see some runs. So, yeah, anything under a -155, like you said, -138, I love the Giants here.
Completely agree with you. You've made that case absolutely watertight, Dylan. Prefer the Giants over the Pirates in this spot. I prefer Harrison over Priester. -140 isn't a terrible price at all. You can work with it. So yeah, that was it. Pittsburgh have cooled off. Dead straightforward. San Francisco Giants on the money line for me. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is 15. No, it's not. It's 14 games in the book. Do you know why there's only 14 games, Dylan? Quick pop quiz.
No, I don't. Is it because 2 games are on Apple TV?
It's not. It's because 2 of the teams are heading off to Mexico to play on Saturday and Sunday. Houston play Colorado.
I can't wait.
Other 2 teams
that
missing
the altitude, the total's going to be like 12, 13. Remember last year?
I remember last year. I fucked it right up, didn't I? I think I come in from work late. Like, it was around midnight here. I was had a look through. You know, I was looking at the totals, and there was 7, 8, 7, 8, 15.5. And I thought, is that a typo? Is that a misprint? And I checked another book, and it was right. So, yeah, I piled on. I just didn't realise at all. I dropped a boo-boo and then watched it. It was something like 9-7 through 3 innings. So, yeah, I learned a valuable lesson, Dylan. So they're two good games to look forward to at the weekend. But yeah, Dylan, lock and dog, what have you got for us?
All right, for my lock, I am going to go. I don't do that. Like I said, I don't do this often, but give me the Mets. I really like them tomorrow here at home. I know. Like, trust me, I don't like to bet on my team in general, whether it's the Mets, the Knicks tonight. I'm fucking nervous, whether it's the Jets. I usually don't back my teams, but at this price, I just feel like this is a really good spot for the Mets. I'm not a fan of Miles Mikolas. I'm just like you when we were previewing the NL Central. I wanted to fade the St. Louis Cardinals this season. I really don't feel like they fixed anything. Buehto has been really good for this Mets team. They're a better hitting team at home. They have the better bullpen, better pitcher. I think the Mets should win this game. So -118, -130, regardless. I made them a -165 favorite. So I love the Mets here as my lock. And for my dog, I had a few that I liked, but where is it? I'm actually going to go the Guardians here. Give me the Guardians +176. Going to fade the Braves here in this spot. I just don't think Chris Sale deserves to be this big of a favorite. I think on name recognition, that's why they're as big of a favorite being at home. But the Guardians, they're proven that they're for real. This is not just a fluke. I think at this point, teams are showing you what they truly are. There's enough sample size where if they're playing this good, they are probably for real. I think both teams are really good. But Logan Allen, I think he could go well here. The Guardians have won 4 of his last 5 starts. Based on pure value here, I think it's worth a flyer here. So +176, give me the Guardians here as my dog.
I predicted both of those, Dylan. Your luck and your dog, I was on to you early. Trev reckons his model's knackered. He's got the cards at -114.
Oh, that breaks my heart, Trev.
Run the numbers again, Trev. You nerd. Come on, get your numbers run more accurately. I just had a little look, and then my lock jumped off the page at me. I love that over 7.5, Philly at San Diego. We get 3 or 4 off Musgrove. We get 2 off Nola. and then the bullpens can throw us in another two or three. So we'll get to 9 runs easy there. So I'll take me over 7.5. And for my dog, I got 2 teeny tiny puppies here, 2 little newborns. I got the Angels at the Twins. I don't want to dive into that because I feel like what I saw with my own eyeballs tonight watching the Twins is skewing my vision a little bit. The second one is the Brewers. They're plus 104. We're talking about the Yankees. So I will take... which I'm going to jinx one of them. I'll tell you, I'll do you a favour, Trev. I'll leave the Brewers alone so you can have your win. I'll take... No one supports the LA Angels, so I'm not annoying anyone. I'll take the LA Angels as a small dog to get that win over the Minnesota Twins. And I think we're all done. Dylan, anything else you want to tell the people about? What's the rest of the night? Is it all silly basketball and stuff?
No, silly. I mean, this is a big game. Game 3 in Philly. Knicks, everyone's talking about them. I'm going to be fucking nervous. I got one screen. I got the Knicks. I got the 10th pick in the draft for the Jets. So big night tonight, football and basketball. I'm locked and loaded. When you wake up in the morning, you should definitely watch that basketball game or the draft, whatever you prefer.
Are you drafting in the network draft for the Jets?
No, they didn't ask me. So,
well, they asked everybody. Did you not see the message?
Oh, no. I definitely didn't see it.
Yeah, you know. You're not a great communicator, Dylan. You've got several skills, but the communication might not be up there. So when he wants something, he's writing. I'm only pulling your leg, Dylan. Right, thanks, mate. That was loads of fun. We were quite tiny there as well. Rapid around the games. Thanks, everyone who joined us in the chat, from Trev all the way up through Randy. Steve was in earlier on. We do appreciate it. It makes the show a thousand times better. Pete and Callum, who I'll see in the Premier League show. If you want some, if you want to talk some Premier League football, come back in half an hour. Me and Baz. In fact, see how drunk Baz is in half an hour. See his big red drunk face. Right, thanks, Dylan. Have a great weekend, mate. Good luck with your draft. Good luck with your Knicks. Everyone, good luck with your baseball tomorrow. Someone's here tomorrow night. I think it might be Lonte and Scott, maybe. Tomorrow night, and I'll be back on Sunday. So yeah, looking forward to a good weekend of plenty sport. We'll be back, like I say, tomorrow night, same time. Until then, we will see you down the road. Cheers.